I want this. Not very hypocritical or political color. From the core of our heart, if we want, there is that sort of justice response from the quarter of the, from the domain of love. Domain of love that is generous enough to deal with the newcomers, welcome the newcomers, because that is infinite, no bankruptcy is there. That if so many enters the land, our food will be, the scarcity of our food, no possibility of that.
Yes. How does tolerance and discrimination cooperate? How does tolerance, tolerance, forbearance,
tolerance,
yes.
So is Yuda. That is forbearing.
Yeah.
Tolerance. Yes, tolerance and
discrimination.
Discrimination.
Yes. Cooperate.
They may help us if the right connection we get. They are qualifications to help our progress, but the connection with the truth, which side? They will help our progress. But in any way, if we are connected with a good thing, it will, they will help us for the attainment of the good. Tolerance and another?
Discrimination.
So discrimination is in the front, tolerance in the back. They are good assistants. But discrimination in which plane? Discrimination may take place in different plane, but it must have a connection with the higher plane. Discrimination. discrimination should be right, in the right plane. Judgment, discrimination from our side. But it depends on the favor of the other side. And it must have that connection. So surrender, and then he will come to approach us to take us up. Anyhow, we have to persuade the highest authority to favor us. Do you follow?
Yes.
Our attitude would be such as to invite the higher authority to accept us. It does not depend so much on our part. Our submission, surrender, our hankering, the negative side. I cannot discriminate, make that object of my discrimination. That is always super subject. I cannot make that the object of my discrimination. You follow?
No.
That is super subjective. So my position, attitude will be such that the higher authority may come down to my level and to help me, to favor me. So this discrimination will reach to self-surrender. The surrender is necessary to attract the attention of the higher. Everything depends on their sweet will. Is autocrat. His sweet will is everything. To attract the sweet will towards me, to increase on my negative side, that is attraction, to attract his favor. The problem like this. You follow?
Yes.
All our attributes, our qualifications, will be of negative character. To place our position that I am in the worst need, without that I can't stand, I am helpless. I can't endure without your favor. That sort of hankering, earnestness, necessity, that will help us. In other words, we have to improve our negative characteristics. And the positive will be attracted. In that way. And our subjective character only will be as his agent. He will inspire us to do this and that. I may go to do that and use my discrimination in carrying out his order. And not any original. Discrimination is possible for me to have. I may be subject when? To carry out his order of the higher officer of the Supreme Lord. There I may use my discrimination about the lower arrangement. But towards the higher, only submission, surrender, obedience, allegiance, unconditional, slavery, slave mentality would help us. That we are so low, then the supply will come from the high. I am in want. Then the supply may come from the high. Am I clear?
Yes.
Always this tenor of thought should be maintained, high and low, subjective and objective. And that is not under rule, that is autocrat. These are the data we must keep in our mind always. Sweet will, to draw the attention of the higher. That is the problem. Only by proving to him in a bona fide way that I am the worst needy.
Guru Maharaj, in Sri Upanishad, one mantra says that knowledge and nescience should be cultivated side by side. What does this mean?
What is it?
What mantra? In Sri Upanishad,
yes.
There's one mantra that says that knowledge and nescience should be cultivated side by side.
Knowledge and?
Nescience. Darkness, nescience.
Nescience.
Yes.
Science and nescience.
Nescience.
Nescience means ignorance.
Yes, ignorance.
And science means knowledge.
Yes.
And
should
how?
Should be cultivated side by side.
Should be cultivated side by side.
Where did you?
Where is it?
Both.
I don't get it.
Truth and the Maya, truth and the falsehood. Should be cultivated side by side.
Yes.
Where did you mention?
I don't get it.
Yeah. Out of Maya, we shall try to find out. Out of ignorance, we shall try to find out knowledge.
Sometimes we are hearing in the society that this Kali Yuga will be destroyed when Lord Vishnu will come as Kalki Avatar.
Yes. Yes.
What is the...
Correct it.
As the Kalki Avatar will come, he will destroy the leaders, so many leaders of the black government, black leaders. And then the Satya Yuga will begin. That will, then the time will take its own course towards the more higher form of life. Just as after summer, rainy season begins, then after winter, summer begins in this way, revolving, satyateta dhyapar kali, again satyateta dhyapar kali, in this way. According to the general karma of the masses, the collective people, according to their karma, evolving in this way. The social condition evolves in this way. It is the rule of everything that it is, after some it diminishes and some other comes to take place. In this action reaction in this way. In every day your mind also, sometimes your mind is in good position, sometimes in bad position. Again that is end. Again sometimes good thoughts come. In this way. Nothing is continuous and is evolving. In a cyclic order it is moving. So according to the consequence of the mass deeds of the masses, the environment changes. The condition of the society varies in this way.
And Lord Vishnu take this all 10 incarnation all over the ages?
All over the ages. In Satya, the four.
Yeah.
Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Nasimha. Teta, Parashuram, Ram and Vaman, three. And therefore, Balaram and the Buddha. And the Kali is one Kalki. And this is
Kalki means he will come as a man or?
As a man. He will take birth in UP near Moradabad.
Yeah.
Vishnu Jasasa, in a family of a Brahmin whose name is Vishnu Jasa. And will come an extraordinary personality, and all the demons will be killed by him mainly. And then a reaction will begin towards the religious life, virtuous life. A turn will be taken in general. And that is described there. What is that? Yishuvanishad?
This mantra from the Yishuvanishad, yes. Vidyam cha vidyam chayas tad vedo bhayam saha avidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyaya mrityam ashute.
What is the meaning?
The translation is given by Swami Maharaj. There's only one who can learn the process of Nisayans and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality.
One is negative and one is positive. I have to know that this is false, and to leave that. And this is true, to accept that. Do you follow? To cultivate about falsehood and the truth. This is false, we must reject it. This is true, I must accept it. In that way. To know the bad, to culture the bad, this is bad, and to reject for rejection. And to culture the truth, for the acceptance. That is meant here. The defect of Maya should be analyzed. Oh, this is Maya, this is bad, this is hopeless, this is undesirable, this. To avoid this, we know, we shall try to. And not culture to habit. And the science, the knowledge, we shall try to attain it. We shall try to understand the bright side of that and to accept more and more towards truth. Then on negative and the positive, to this part, to know a man, he's a dacoit, he's a rogue, and then to avoid him. And he's a saint, he's a good man, to accept him. In that way. What do I love?
Pune is Dashta.
Guru Maharaj, there was one German philosopher who taught learned ignorance is necessary to reach the goal. Learned ignorance in Latin is docta ignorantia.
We may have the bright side, Gansunna Bhakti.
Yes.
noble ignorance. Not to go to calculate in this world, but to surrender. Ignorance. Gansunna Bhakti. To lose our faith in calculation, in our subjective capacity of calculation. And to surrender to the higher. Dhyan-sunna bhakti, we may take it like that. Only one point he says, what is meant by that, I don't know. But that may be utilized in this sense. Learned ignorance. that when Blarney understands his own limit, that I am a finite, my learning is also finite. It cannot make me bona fide inquirer about the infinite. So it is better to surrender to the infinite and let him work in me for my death. That submission, surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender to the infinite. That is the highest reach of the learning.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't know. I can't know. If he makes himself known to me, then I can know. Otherwise, no. It may mean that.
Mm-hmm. He actually said, God is inconceivable by thought.
Yes.
He can only...
By your subjective inquiry.
Mm. Only intuition.
Only devotion and His grace. God can be known by His grace. So, the cultivation of knowledge, that won't give Him. That is a failure for the knowledge of investigation about Him. His grace can give Him to come to this world and that you have with the knowledge, to make much of the knowledge stopped. Knowledge has got its limit, and the faith, as knowledge fades, faith develops, begins.
This same philosopher also told Cusanus, Cusanus Nicolaus of Cues. He lived 15th century.
15th century.
A great saint in Catholic Church. He was a cardinal, a bishop.
Rome.
Yes, but German in Rome. He was mediator between religions, between Muslims and Christians and Jews.
The knowledge fades and the faith develops. Develop faith and give up the hope in knowledge. laboratory. Research laboratory cannot give you God. The Uri gathering, when he went on the sky, the old lady inquired and came down, have you seen God? There. Ignorant. Lady asked him, have you seen God? He went so high. But that gentleman was an atheist. He told, oh, God is in horse, drawing our cart. What do you think about God? We have been led to God in our service. We are so proud of our knowledge of this art science. We have forced the God to serve us. The most of science says that we have engaged God in our subject. We are above God, superior to God. God is our creation, the creation of a particular half-man section. God.
Cusanus also told that in God the opposites coincide, opposite, smallest and greatest come together in God.
Speculation. Not only good, bad, but even anti. Anti-parties are also harmonized. Everything harmonized in him. Good, bad, friend, enemy. Everything is harmonized and accommodated there. And they lose their poison, or it becomes good. All accommodating, all harmonizing, all adjusting principles. Direct, indirect, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, synthesis.
He was also mathematician. The mathematics are related to God. Point and line are two opposites. Point is infinitesimal, small, and line is infinite.
Line, plain, solid.
Mm-hmm.
Line also on the length. Infinite points accommodated in a line. Infinite line accommodated in a plane. Infinite number of plane is accommodated in a solid.
Mm-hmm.
Maharaj, Mrs. Bush, it is for a yellow.
What is that? What is
that? It's our body. It's a dirima.
Body.
Body.
What is that? It's a... What is that? What is that? What is that?
It's our body.
মানে
পা ফুলে গিয়েছে
বড়াটা কি হাসপাতালে নিতে হবে
হাসপাতালে যেতে হবে বলে কলকাতা যেতে হবে তাড়াতাড়ি কিন্তু একা একা পারবো না
তার জন্য তো সঙ্গে দিয়ে কলকাতা দিতে হবে
উঠতে পারি না আমি বসে আছে পা ফুলে গিয়েছে কাঁদছে আমি তো কিছু কিছু যত্ন করছে গরম
বুঝলাম এখন ইমিডিয়েটলি হল দি সেন্টার Selflessness to the extreme. Selflessness, not an extreme conception of renunciation. That is all the mere withdrawal from the negative side. But there is a positive side of divinity, self-giving. And that is to the extreme, it will go to Krishna, the autocrat. He will absorb everything. He is the only enjoyer. Our Guru Maharaj in his famous poetry, Dushta Mahantami Kashir Vaishnav. My wicked mind, how you claim to be a Vaishnava? That is the heading of the poem written by our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Oh, my wicked mind, how you can think that you are a Vaishnava Prabhupada? There one line. Kamimir kam nahe tabo dham, tahar malik keval jadav. The enjoyment, the pleasure that we get from the association of the ladies, That is only reserved for Krishna and for none else. One gentleman came to inquire, what do you mean by this expression? Well, what I mean, it is clear there. Then, what is our position? Well, you have no position. Clear answer. None to enjoy, but only Krishna. It is reserved for Krishna only, Krishna conception. In other places, meaning Vaikuntha, that is also subserving tendency, not so much so as in Krishna Lila. Three things. Narayan is the master of kanak, money, wealth, aishwarya. The whole wealth, energy belongs to Narayan. And the whole pratishtha, that is credit, belongs to Gurudev, Baladev, Radharani. And the whole this pleasure reserved only for Krishna. Three things. It is very hard to crack the knot, to understand. Then we will come to realize our position, then where are we? Who are we? If these three things, reserved for these three principal entities of the highest order, then what is our position? Our secondary position in the objectives, we are wealth. We may be supplier to Krishna in that respect. And Pratishtha, all coming from Gurudev, the main capitalist, original capitalist is Gurudev, Baladev or Radharani, in the original position. And we are making transaction of his property. We are like small industrialist. From big industrialist we take delivery of the articles and we take it to the market for ordinary sale. But that Krishna consciousness we spread, we are in that position. That was from Gurudev, we take the articles and sell it in the market. Krishna Katha, everything, holding secondary, subordinate position. We are put part of potency and not the owner of potency. Part of potency, we are potency in ourselves. So no freedom of enjoyment with us. We have to supply. The master of potency, he is to enjoy the potency, his master. And we have so many particles in the potency. So our position is to be enjoyed, is to be subservient to the higher. And there lies our real swarup, means intrinsic identification. And if we can reach that place, we shall get our maximum. That is what is Vaishnavism, in a nutshell. Not enjoyer, but to be enjoyed. Not positive, but negative. Not predominating, but predominated. Hare Krishna. These broad things we have to understand. And then we have to study in details what is there. Three things. To give up enjoyment and to give up renunciation. That means infinite ocean. To give up enjoyment and to give up renunciation. two plenary fundamental things we have to avoid. And the necessary third plane is the plane of service, which is possible after self-dedication, self-surrender. Through self-surrender we can come in connection of that plane. Very difficult to understand and more difficult to begin and follow. But it is there. It is there, it is possible. And the Hegel comes to help us very much for itself. Everything for himself. That is the plenary movement, and we must join that. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhukta cha pruri vacha. I am the enjoyer of everything, everything in this world. Yajna means sacrifice. Everyone may sacrifice, and it is for me. I am the recipient, you see. This is your position to me. One of our god brother Vasudev Prabhu, he used to say sarcastic way that let us go on in harmonized way. You do and I take. You surprise, you cook, I shall eat. You serve, I shall accept. Let us join in this. Na tumra karo amra khai mile mishe kaj hobe. Let us work in combination. You labor and I enjoy. Prakriti Purush is like that. One enjoyer, another supplier. Karjo karana kottitti hetu prakriti ruchyati. And Purusha sukha dukkhanam bhuktitti hetu ruchyati. Destined in Sankhya philosophy, a pongu andho, a blind and a crippled, both combined going. Crippled, he has got eye. And blind man, he has got limbs. The blind man can move, but he cannot see the way. The crippled man with eye, he takes position on the shoulder of the blind man and say, go this side, go that side, like a horse, horseman. Sitting over the horse, say, horse, go this side, that side. So both a man, but one is blind, another is eyed, but crippled. The Purusha is crippled. Our Prakriti is a blind man with full energy to move, but he cannot guide. So guide is Purusha. You can see the consciousness. The consciousness intelligence that is guide, and the energy, blind energy, that can move, work. So both combined, things weighing. This is the Sankhya philosophy. Pongandha. Pongu and Andha. Andha is Prakriti, and Pongu is Purusha. No activity there. But it is a spark, knowledge, but no other energy. So pungandhana. So Purusha sukha dukkhanam bhaktitti hetruchyate. He has consciousness, he can feel what is pain and pleasure. Pain and pleasure feeling in the consciousness. But that is inert, passive, something constant and staying in the same place. And the activity for him to be done by some other energy. তো পুরুষদুখানাং ভক্তিত্বে হেতু উচ্চতি আর কার্য কারণ কর্তৃত্বে হেতু প্রকৃতি উচ্চতি। This is the conception of the lower side of things. That Prakriti does not evolve consciousness like fossilism. But on the other hand, both is in consciousness. No necessity of movement for the soul. Is possible here. Soul is inactive, indifferent, passive in this enjoying play. That is another original conception. Soul does not take place in the negative side. It is meant for positive side. But accepting soul in the background, the Prakriti works on his behalf. Our Guru Maharaj gave an example that the proprietor is minor and the managers, they are taking the advantage of the minority of the proprietor and they are looting and enjoying the state. Something like that. Soul is the Baddha Jiva, soul is like a minor position. So soul, he cannot control these revolting managers. He only should have a contact of another soul, major soul. Then with the help of the major soul, he can subdue his managers. And then he can get the lordship on his own property. So minor's position in a Baddha Jiva, a fallen soul's position is like a minor proprietor, helpless baby. He's doing nothing. Managers are doing everything, but using his own name, in the name of this proprietor. So soul is inactive, non-cooperating. But they are working on behalf of the soul, the ego. And the soul as if he is in the side of them, apparently. But if his interest, real interest, insight is roused by another major soul, this, who is connected with Paramatma, with Bhagavan, then he will find his own field there. He will control the senses and utilize them in the service of the Lord. He will say for itself, everything for Krishna, not for me.